क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम अनंत वल्लभ प्रभु. इस सीता द डॉटर ऑफ रावण. दिस इज वॉट वन ऑफ माई रिलेटिव डॉटर्स स्टडिंग इन सिक्स स्टैंडर्ड हर्ड फ्रॉम हर स्कूल टीचर हु वॉज टेलिंग स्टोरीज ऑफ रामायण. सो इज दिस ऑथेंटिक आंसर? There is no mention of anything of this sort in Valmiki Ramayana or in any of the other Ram stories which are mentioned or referred to by our Acharyas. So therefore, we don't have to consider this to be an authentic information. There are some legends, especially in some of the South Indian versions of South Indian retellings, but these are not necessarily bona fide. The idea is that the story that is given in that context is that Ravana had a daughter, his first daughter, and astrologers told him that she would be the cause of inauspiciousness for him, so he decided to kill her and told one of his commanders to kill her. But that servant of his, because Sita was such a beautiful child, he decided not to kill her but to bury her under the ground, and that's how he felt she would die on her own. But he buried her under the ground, where Janak eventually plowed the field and found her. And then the legend also tries to substantiate this by saying that because there was similarity between Sita and Mandodari, and Mandodari was the mother of Sita according to this particular version, so therefore that's why when Hanuman was searching for Sita and came to the private chambers of Ravana, when he saw Mandodari first, he mistook her to be Sita because of that reason. So seen in this way, this particular story seems to neatly fit all the facts. The fact of Hanuman's mistaken perception, as well as the fact of Sita's parenthood being unknown and she being found under the earth. But at the same time, because our Acharyas have not talked about this, we should not circulate the story within devotee circles. We cannot say that whatever Ramayana has been given to us in Valmiki Ramayana and subsequent retellings of the Ramayana which are bona fide. Now, how do we know whether something is bona fide? We know it by seeing whether it is in accordance with the philosophy of the Ramayana and whether it is in accordance with the overall storyline of the Ramayana. So there are certain things there are many retellings of the Ramayana which are not at all in accordance with the original Ramayana. For example, there is a Jain Ramayana which has Ram within it, but then the whole story is twisted to glorify the Jain philosophy. So when Ram goes in Vanvas, at that time he is constantly being guided, encouraged and enlightened by Jain sadhus, and eventually when he renounces the world, he becomes a Jain at the end of the Ramayana. So this is a horrendous misappropriation of the popularity of the Ramayana to try to use it to popularize Jain doctrine. Similarly, there are retellings of say the Ramayana in Malaysia, Indonesia, where Hanuman is portrayed as a like a brahmachari in the Valmiki Ramayana, but there Hanuman is made into a Casanova who seduces women, and then he actually seduces women on the side of Ravana, and that's how he weakens Ravana, and that becomes the cause of the defeat. So there are many distortions like that. So one distortion I said is it's against the philosophy of the Ramayana, the first one about given the Jain Ramayana, that Lord Ram is the supreme personality of Godhead, whereas Jainism is largely talking about atheistic doctrine. And then the East Asian renditions of the Ramayana transform the character of Hanuman entirely from a brahmachari to a womanizer. That is explicitly against the storyline of the Ramayana. So that's why there are many retellings which are not at all in harmony with the Ramayana. And that's why we need to avoid such retellings. So, in this particular retelling, it is not mentioned by Acharyas. So, if we find any specific references within the canon of the Ramayana, where this can be authenticated, then it can be accepted. But the Uttar Ramayana, which is the last part of the Ramayana, goes into quite a bit of the details of the antecedents of Ravana and Indrajit and others, where the Narada and the other sages come to Lord Ram, and Lord Ram questions them about the power of all these demons. And then their stories are told in detail. And if this particular detail had been there, it's quite likely that it would have been mentioned over there. So, it explicitly doesn't contradict the storyline or the philosophy of the Ramayana. But at the same time, because there are several occasions where it could have been mentioned, but it has not been mentioned. Regarding the two specific incidents which are used to support this, say Mother Sita's unknown parentage, it is explained that actually she emerged from the earth itself. Her birth was not ordinary. And we see this substantiated from the point that eventually she returned to the earth. So the Bhumi Devi is an expansion of of Lakshmi Devi, or the goddess of fortune. She is also a consort of the Lord. And from her bosom, from her itself, Sita Devi emerged, and to her Sita Devi returned. So there is no reference to any human parentage of Sita. So in that sense, it does seem to not just overall the Ramayana storyline seems to point against this particular interpretation. And further, if we look at when Hanuman sees Mandodari, you know, he mistakes Sita to be her to be Sita. Not because they are, if you look at the Ramayana, it is not because they are similar in appearance, but because her beauty seems so angelic. Now, Ravana has many queens and maidservants in his concubine, in his harem. But among them, Mandodari is very angelic. She's almost like a saintly lady. She is devoted to Lord Ram and she has saintly qualities. And because of her beauty and her angelic appearance, Hanuman thinks of her to be Sita. But later on when he meets Sita, he doesn't say that, there is no mention anywhere that Sita and Mandodari looked similar to each other. Nor does Mandodari anytime tell Ravana that Sita is your daughter, and therefore your attempts to be lusting after her would be like incest. So such things are not mentioned in the Ramayana anywhere. And therefore, it's unlikely to be true. And as devotees, we should not quote this at all. Thank you.